That's enough of that. No, it's not.
That makes me angry.
Use your elbow pit, people.
I do hold my breath when I walk past someone who has just coughed or just sneezed.
I mean, I was the stinky kid growing up.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Deontay?
Shannon!
Did you know that for many days leading up to today, I had no voice?
I had seen that. I was going to say heard, but obviously I didn't hear you because you didn't have a voice.
I didn't have one. I went to the doctor with a sinus thing and he gave me some antibiotics and a steroid shot in the butt. And then the next day I started kind of losing it. And then the following day I had nothing.
Wow.
So have you ever gone to a Christmas party with no voice?
That's going to be a no.
That's what I did for our office Christmas party. I took my sister, who is as socially awkward as me, and we went to the Christmas party where I had no, I couldn't help her get into conversations. I couldn't have conversations with people. It was a nightmare.
Oh no.
And I was supposed to be on vocal rest and I was on all kinds of steroids. I think I took 6 steroids in one day with the dosage that he put me on.
And you're not supposed to even like whisper, are you?
Probably not.
I think you're supposed to just completely reserve your voice.
I can't do that though, because when I'm helping my sister with her toddler, 3-year-old, an infant,
yeah,
you got to have a voice.
Yeah, you definitely need one.
So I took a day, I think maybe the Sunday, and I really tried to rest it. And I think it helped because a couple days later it started coming back, thank goodness. But life with no voice is interesting.
Yeah, it's tough. I've lost my voice a couple of times with the kids. And I mean, not long, maybe a day and a half. But it's hard not to be able to communicate with people, especially little people.
And you know what's really interesting is when my doctor referred me to a specialist. Mm-hmm. And so my doctor calls me and he's like, okay, look out for their phone call, blah, blah, blah. And so then he could handle me not having a voice.
Uh-huh.
But then when the specialist called me and I'm trying to get this information to them and they're like, what? I'm like, it's so frustrating.
And then can I text you?
And people that know that I have no voice. Like I went and leased a new apartment.
Oh.
Or I didn't lease it. I looked at it and I was like, yes, I want it, whatever. And so the next day, after I had no voice, I still have no voice. And the guy just keeps calling me. And he's like, call me back. I can't call you back. Don't you get it? I didn't have a voice yesterday. I don't have one today. That's why I'm not calling you. Anyway, it was definitely interesting. And I'm glad that that is over with.
I'm glad you're back, Shannon.
It's still a little bit, it comes and goes some, and it's kind of raspy at times, but at least there's something, so I'll take it.
Make it happen.
Yes. And something that that is also relative to my life right now is Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah.
I do most of my actual gift shopping online.
Okay, me too.
Okay, because it just makes sense.
I mean,
it's, if you're Amazon Prime, it's free shipping.
Yep.
And it comes in a couple of days. And I do some homework. I make sure that they have the best price and all that stuff. But for the most part, that's the easiest way to go. But you still have to go shopping for other stuff.
Yeah, sometimes you have to get out there and that's a pain.
If I need kitty litter, for example, I have to go to the store. And it's I'll go to Target or I'll go to Sam's Club because Sam's Club is my heaven.
Okay.
It's my happiest place on earth.
Okay.
And you can't get away from Christmas shopping.
No, you can't.
And it is a beating and a half. I can't even describe the pain in my chest that I feel when I have to go into a store during the holiday season.
You have holiday shopping anxiety.
I have heart palpitations. I have sweats.
Oh, no.
Sometimes it's cold sweats. I get, like, it's like a full-on anxiety attack or something when I go into a store that's crowded. I can't handle a lot of the things that go on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made a list of my biggest Christmas shopping pet peeves.
Okay.
And I'm sure that there are more.
Probably.
I'm sure it's one of those things where I should make a note of it in my phone when it happens, but I don't do that because I'm sweating and panicking and trying to breathe. But I wanted to see if you have these same issues.
Okay.
And if I'm a crazy person for letting them get to me the way that I do.
Okay.
Okay, so just a couple.
Okay.
I promise. A couple that I remember. Okay, so screaming kids in the store. Now, I get that kids are going to cry. Mm-hmm. I understand that they're going to get upset if they don't get the toy that they want, or if something happens, they're going to cry. But if there is a screaming fit where the child is screaming like they're being cut with a knife, mm-hmm. and you can hear it all the way across the store, you would think that a parent would stop what they're doing and address it.
You would think.
No, they don't. I've seen a couple of parents do different things other than address the child that was screaming bloody murder. For mm-hmm. example, talking on the cell phone. Just like nothing's going on. Like they're the only other person, or they're the only person in the store. Like the kid screaming isn't annoying the crap out of everybody else. Casual conversation, whatever. Just walking along with the basket while the kid is throwing themselves on the ground. Having a fit.
Yeah, no.
And I'm just waiting for the kid to pee themselves or something, because it's just that, it's that bad.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Or the parent that just completely, you would think they're oblivious to anything in the world other than their, you know, instinctual processes like breathing. The one that can just stand there and look at stuff on the shelf while the kid is throwing a complete fit. I do not understand it.
I wonder, though, for me, either I don't run into those parents, mm-hmm. or as a parent, I'm able to block that out. Because yeah. I can count on one hand the number of times in my entire life I've come across like a parent with a kid who is just having the biggest, biggest meltdown of fits.
And listen, I get it. I understand. A couple weeks ago, my sister has a baby. He is a month and a half-ish old. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so she needed to go to Target to pick something up.
Okay.
So she took me and my three-year-old nephew, Jake, mm-hmm. and she was just going to run in and grab what she had ordered and be done with it.
Right.
So Jake and I are going to stay in the car because it's easier that way.
Yes.
And one of the things that she was going to get was a present that she ordered for him. And you would think that I was a criminal, monster, scary person abusing my nephew. He threw a 30-minute tantrum, hitting himself, kicking the seat, trying to kick the window. All because mommy was in Target for a few minutes and he wanted to be there too.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those fits.
So I get it. There was no calming that kid down. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't take him in the store for everybody else to have to deal with that issue. That's what I didn't do. I tried to calm him down in the car. I failed, but I tried.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing the things that I would expect other people to do.
Right.
I didn't even roll the window down for air because I didn't want anybody to think that something beyond this tantrum was happening. I was scared to reach back and touch him because if somebody saw me and heard him, they would think that I was abusive. So I just let him do what he was doing for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's fun. I remember those days.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough of that. No, it's not. I've actually had a cart fairly full of stuff, mm-hmm. not cold stuff.
Right.
And I have left it there in the store.
I've done that.
When I've come across a parent that wouldn't calm their child down.
Oh, no. I mean, I've left it to take my kid out.
That's fine. I'm good with you doing it because it's your kid
right.
causing the disturbance
right.
instead of me having to do it. Me, I'm alone. I don't have kids because I know that I probably couldn't handle them. And other reasons, obviously. But, you know, I've left what I was going to buy because I can't handle the environment. Maybe it'll be different now that I've got a terrible toddler 3-year-old nephew mm-hmm. and I see it for myself.
Uh-huh.
But it's bad.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest Christmas shopping pet peeves and why I prefer to shop online.
Other people's children.
And you know what's even better is my sister lives in this fancy apartment complex mm-hmm. and they have this locker system. So if you get a delivery, the delivery service puts it in the locker. So you don't have to worry about them leaving it on your doorstep or taking it to the leasing office. There was a time last year where I ordered my nephew a Thomas the Train car wash set.
Mm-hmm.
And for a month and a half, I never saw it. And I contacted the post office and I put in a request to get my money back or whatever. And they said, no, there's evidence that it was delivered where it should have been. They put the wrong apartment number. Like, they write the apartment number in markers so they can grab. They put the wrong apartment number. And so they couldn't find my package. And so I've started ordering everything to my sister's house.
Yeah.
And so she's getting like 27 texts a day with different codes because of me being a pain in the butt. Anyway, yeah, so there's that. Off topic completely. I'm sorry. My mind is going a million miles an hour. It might be the steroids in my system. I'm not sure.
Could be.
Okay, number two. This happens all the time. It's not just a Christmas time thing. People who will sit in the parking lot and block the entire aisle with their blinker on while they're waiting for somebody to load their car up, take the basket back to the basket holder, get in the car, buckle up, turn it on, do what they need to do, and get out of the parking spot to open it up. When there's a spot maybe five places down.
Yeah, I hate that.
Why?
I really, really hate that.
It's so inconsiderate and it drives me insane. Like, why not take the extra steps? It would be good for your heart, I promise you.
Well, here's the thing. I get the wanting the close parking space
thing. If it's open.
I am a person who will drive around the parking lot 10 times to get the close spot. It's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I work out. I get it.
Is it like, I win?
Yeah, maybe it is. You know, like you, like, oh yeah, there's the parking spot I was looking for. That's awesome. But I think if you're going to wait for a parking spot, you know, if you're sitting waiting for a parking spot, you have to be considerate of other people and you have to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind them taking a super long time because, you know, usually I'm looking at my phone or whatever. But you have to be aware of people who are walking around you or people who are trying to back out behind you.
Yep.
You can't sit in the middle of the aisle because you need to move over so that people can go around you.
Yeah.
So I think if you're going to do that, you have to be considerate about it.
Well, people are not for the most part. That's what I've seen.
Yeah, that's irritating.
And then there's the occasions when the cart getter guy goes and gets like a million shopping carts and he's going to all the cart stations around you and he leaves that long line of carts right behind your car and you can't do anything until he decides to move.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That happens to me more than, I promise you, that happens to me more than it does anybody else.
You have bad parking lot karma.
Well, you know what I do is I normally park by a cart caddy thing because I can find my car that way. If I don't park near a landmark of some kind, unless the aisles are numbered, I'm not going to find my car. If I go to Kroger, it's a giant Kroger that I live near, I lose my car every single time. And I feel like such a loser because I try and tell myself, okay, I'm right outside the R and the word pharmacy on the sign. If I just look for the R and walk straight, I'm going to find my car. It never works because I always forget. So that's an issue. But that's another thing. And then germs. People who cough and sneeze. And they either don't cover their mouth or they do it with their palm and then they grab that cart handle or they grab something on the aisle.
Yeah.
Like there's nobody else in the world. I don't get it. Use your elbow pit, people. Cough or sneeze into your elbow pit. Nobody's going to touch your elbow pit. You're not touching anything else with your elbow pit. It's all there by itself looking for sneezing and coughing action.
I think older people have a hard time with the elbow pit thing because we weren't taught that. Like, that's a relatively new thing. And I think instinctually, you cover with your hand.
No.
I think so.
I disagree with you. I think
did not know about the elbow pit thing until I had kids.
Common sense.
I've never heard the elbow pit thing until I had kids.
If you're going to use your hand, at least use the backside of it. I mean, come on. Why would you sneeze your mucus into the palm of your hand and then grab something with it?
Okay. While I understand what you're saying, I think part of it is just that you're a germaphobe.
I am that. I am. But I've given up on that quite a bit. I'm not that person that goes into the store and wipes the cart down.
Yeah, I don't either.
Why? I mean, to some extent, you need the germs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you're going to stay healthy.
Right.
Clearly.
And there are germs everywhere.
It works for me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not that person, but it really drives me crazy when people are just completely not conscious of the fact that their crap affects other people around them.
Yeah, I do hold my breath when I walk past someone who has just coughed or just sneezed.
You do?
I do.
See, I don't do, I don't notice that I do. I probably do that, but I don't notice
it. I'm like, you just coughed out into the air. And so I have to hold my breath and walk really quickly.
But like if somebody's smoking outside or something, and I see them somewhere, I will hold my breath walking by them because you can smell it.
Yeah,
I mean, I was the stinky kid growing up because I had family members that smoked in the house.
Yeah.
And so I was that person that was stinky. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be that anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And it's 2017. Who smokes?
I know. I'm always shocked when I see people that are smoking, especially young people.
I know.
Like, really?
How?
You're 19.
Why?
Like, in the last 3 or 4 years, you just started smoking? Like, that was a good idea?
I do not understand it.
I mean, it's one thing if you're 70.
Yeah, I guess.
And you know, you've been smoking for 50 years and you can't stop, but you're 17. What are you doing smoking? Like, did you miss the whole you're going to die thing?
And I feel so bad if I pull up to a parking or a stoplight or something and I look over and I see somebody smoking in their car with their windows all up. And then there's somebody in the passenger seat. Like, I have to wonder, is that a conversation that they have? Are you okay with me smoking in the car and not rolling the windows down? But then I get equally as irritated when they do roll the windows down.
Yeah.
Because then if I have my air conditioner on or whatever.
I can smell it in my car.
You can smell it. Oh. And I don't deserve that.
That makes me angry.
It does, doesn't it?
It does make me angry.
Rightfully so.
You smoke in your car with the windows up alone.
I'm fine with that, I guess.
I think
if you're
going to
smoke,
way it should be.
At least don't expose me to it.
Exactly.
Right?
Kill yourself, not me.
Okay. I think I probably don't need to get into the other things on my short list of stuff that drives me crazy during the holiday season. I'll spare you those tangents.
You know what? It's funny because I get all the things that you're saying, but I don't think those are necessarily just Christmas related.
No, they're not.
But I always have good Christmas shopping experiences outside of the crowd. I don't really like dealing with the crowd, so I try to go during off hours. I try to go not on the week. I try to go during the week, during the day, or later in the evening. But whenever I've gone Christmas shopping, like even when I've done Black Friday shopping, I always seem to have good experiences.
I have a really hard time believing that from you.
It's true.
I have a hard time.
That are happy and they're in a good mood.
Until they meet you.
I am a nice shopper.
I don't believe that.
I am.
Just based on the things that you post on your Facebook page in regards to picking your kid up from school and how angry you get at other people doing. I understand most of them.
Hey.
I get it. I
get it. I have a low tolerance for ignorance.
No, I get it. But that's the thing is when you get into stores with a lot of people during the holiday season, you run into a lot of ignorance.
Maybe it's because I don't shop when there's a lot of people.
So that's the key.
Maybe so.
Go during dead time.
I do.
But there's really no such thing.
There is.
Unless it's like 8 a.m.
I ran out Saturday to go get a birthday present.
Uh-huh.
And there were a couple of things I was going to do. And I went to one store and there were so many people. I was like, yeah, I can't do this. I bought the gift card and I went back home. And I was like, I'll do the rest during the week or I'll go late at night.
Okay. Well, even late at night. Have you been to Walmart at midnight on a Saturday?
Not on a Saturday.
It's like a nightclub. I mean, there's still really long lines. It's like the line at the bar waiting to get a drink. That's what the line's like at self-checkout.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But again, I entertain myself with my phone during those times. But the rest of the store is pretty cleared out because everybody's waiting in the line.
See, I can't entertain myself with my phone unless I can get onto the free Walmart Wi-Fi because I don't have unlimited data. So I need the free Wi-Fi. I live in a world where I have to consider that. Anyway.
That makes me laugh.
I got in trouble because I have a work phone, okay?
Uh-huh.
I got in trouble because I was allegedly using like 10 times the data that everybody else was using and putting us over our data. And so I've been looking into getting my own phone line with unlimited stuff.
Uh-huh.
But they make it so much cheaper if you have multiple people
right
on your thing versus just me. So I thought, tell me if this is tacky, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I thought about posting on my fan page or whatever and asking if anybody would add me as a third or fourth person on their Verizon plan because I want Verizon.
don't you have a family member who
not
has-
on Verizon? No. I mean, would that be tacky if I just posted to strangers, hey, can I please be added to your phone line because I'm cheap? And if I can be somebody's fourth and it's only $40 a month versus $75 for me, I could pay my phone bill and get a new phone for the price that I would be paying just for my line.
I think the key word in that sentence is strangers.
But strangers can be nice. So come on. If you're willing to put me on your Verizon plan, let me know.
Yeah, just post it on our Facebook page.
I'm serious.
At the Stuff Podcast.
No, I'm completely serious about this. If you'll let me be on your phone plan for $40 a month, that's the thing. There has to be at least four lines on your phone plan. So if I can be part of the $40 a month club and you're willing to tote my note.
If you are crazy enough to do this for Shannon, I will vouch for her that she is extremely reliable and very conscientious, and she pays all of her bills on time.
I'll pay my bill. I promise. I'll even prepay it if you want me to. Just let me be on your Verizon plan, please. So I can look at my phone whenever I want to and not have to think about data.
I'd add you to ours, but we're not on Verizon.
Oh, well, then I don't want your phone plan. All right, let's go.
All right.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.